Hi, this is VR Podcasting Paul Hopkins, and I'm taking part in February, hashtag F-E-B-O-O-A-R-Y. Love it. February day two on Audioboo. I'm catching up a little bit, as you will probably see, given that I'm slightly late to the party, but I have the list now of items being covered, and it's awesome. I like being in with the crowd sometimes, and I've managed to do it this time, as I said, on February day one, so have a little catch-up time. And the subject on day two was what your favourite kind of weathers are, and trust Kate Bush, who's one of my favourite artists, actually. I don't have all of her stuff, but my goodness, some of the stuff I bought, and I just think, I really should get some back catalogue thing going on. Anyway, that's an aside. She's done a fantastic album called 50 Words for Snow. It was last year, I think, possibly the year before. There's only seven songs on the album, but they're all like 5 and 6 minutes long. In fact, I think it's like 9 minutes long. Anyway, 50 Words for Snow. So snow is one of the weathers that I like. I like snow because, like the other weathers I'm going to describe, it makes me feel a little bit vulnerable. I'm blind, and many of you will know that, but the snow really affects you if you're blind. It affects people anyway, doesn't it? It slows things down. Yeah, it's so gentle. Or at least it is generally in the UK. Of course, it can be blizzardy and not so gentle. I get that. But and this whole concept that there's 50 words, at least 50 words for snow. And I've listened to that song. There is actually one of the songs is called 50 Words for Snow, and it's just Kate Bush singing, and there's a guy that's sort of coming out with all the different songs, words like Blackbird Braille is one of my favourite ones. The one word they miss is Blind Man's Fog. And often it's called Blind Man's Fog because it's like a blanket over everything, and it just isolates, and it sort of, in a way, you feel like there's a silence that you just don't get when snow is around. Just listen to her a minute, which is just awesome. I'll be back in 30 seconds. I mean, I don't know about you, that just conjures up to me such a sense of snow. I don't know how she does it. It's very, very, very good. Anyway, other types of weather. Wind. I like wind. I like weather that makes me feel in awe. Weather that makes me think and reminds me that I'm not really very big in the world. That whatever I think I am, wherever I'm in society at any particular time, I'm not really it at all. Weather humbles you, especially things like wind, you know, just the noise of it and the frenzy of it, thunder and lightning. It's weather to me has something, it connects to my soul, I think, somehow. It reminds me that as I said, I am living under the wings of in my opinion anyway, a creator that can show his glory in the weather. Yeah, that's all I want to say. That's it. I've got it. And so snow, wind, thunder scares me a bit. not so bothered about the average, like rain, chalala, you know. It's those, it's the ones that are a little bit dramatic in their various ways. This has been Paul Hopkins, and I hope that you've enjoyed my second February. Bye for now.